Welcome back to Tri-States After the Buzzer, part of the Dubuque Area Sports Podcasting Network. As always, this is everybody's favorite coach, Coach Manaman, and this season of basketball coverage would not be possible if it was not for our great local sponsors, Nolan Weber Insurance through American Family Insurance, Extreme Strength and Sports Performance, Tricor Insurance Company, Kramer Pest Control, Bar Raising Fitness, Foley Distributing, and Advance Wellness Center. If you are not following us on social media, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram, Dubuque Area Sports Podcast. You can find me on X at Coach Manaman. If you are a podcast person, like, subscribe, follow, leave us a five-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts can be heard. Now stick around as we hear from one of our great local sponsors, and then we welcome in our guest. Nolan Weber Insurance through American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor. Contact Nolan or a member of his crew at 563-258-5467 to request a quote. You can also find this highly reviewed agent on Facebook by searching Nolan Weber Insurance. Joining us via the Nolan Weber Agency Hotline through American Family Insurance is Mustangs sharpshooter, point guard, playmaker, shortstop on the baseball field, Reed Strohmeyer. Reed, welcome to Tri-States After the Buzzer.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's fun talking to you. Last time I think I actually had a conversation with you was in my sixth grade class. How are things going?
Yeah, it was definitely a long time ago, but things are going well. Just kind of getting this season started up here soon.
Let's talk about the upcoming season, and let's talk about some big things that you have going on. Last year, Reed, you were one of the few lone bright spots for a Mustang team that struggled and only had two victories. It's early in the season. What is the mood like in the Mustang locker room right now?
Yeah, obviously last year was a rough season, not too many wins, but it was a big change. We got a new head coach, and the year before graduated all five seniors, so the lineup last year definitely looked new, but this season we're returning four starters, and so, I mean, that's something to look forward to, and obviously a lot of talent coming off the bench, so it should be a better season for sure.
Reed, I get asked this question a lot. People will say, hey, Nick, I love watching basketball or insert any sport. Who are some of the better teams or who are some of the top players in the area to go watch? So people listening to this that don't know your game, what could you tell them about your game, the type of player that you are? You are the leading scorer returning from the Mustangs. Your sophomore year, you did average just under 14 points. How would you describe your game as a basketball player?
Yeah, so I like to kind of do it all, whether that's finishing around the rim, pulling up for midi, or shooting three ball, catch and shoot. And then dishing it off to my teammates, kind of all that stuff. So
are you dunking yet?
You know, I can get something in practice, but it's definitely something I'm hoping for this year in a game.
You describe yourself a little bit as a drive and dish type guard. Who are some of the teammates that when you're driving and the wing drops to double team and there's a teammate open, who are some of your teammates you feel confident dishing the ball to that can make a mid-range three-point field goal or can do something off the drive as well?
Yeah, so I'd say one of the positive things about kind of having a smaller lineup out there is, you know, everybody can shoot around the perimeter. And, you know, we got Drew Lewis, Gage Bishop, Matthew Glennon, Justin Potts, in our starting lineup that can all shoot the three ball for sure. So I can rely on them for anything.
Reed, early in the season yet, I hope that I am not upsetting the Hempstead Mustang community when I say that, but we have a big game coming up on Friday, going to be our game of the week. You are facing off against Dubuque Senior, who a lot of people around the state are a contender for a state championship this year. Hempstead is going in the underdog. Early in the season, what can we do as Mustangs? What can the Hempstead Mustangs do to pull off an upset against the heavily favored Senior Rams?
Yeah, obviously Senior's a really good program. They got good things going for them. But, you know, like I said earlier, is we have four returning starters, and I'll experience that feeling last year of losing to them twice. And definitely don't want to feel that again. So we're going to do anything in our power to try to knock them off. And, I mean, it's an inner-city game, so those are always fun as well. I'm just hoping for a big win.
Going to have a great crowd on hand. I love those Friday night inner-city games where you have to arrive a game early just to get a great seat for the varsity games, whether it be the girls game or whether it be the boys game. Reed, I've seen you play a lot, of baseball. You kind of remind me a lot of myself when I played. We're both gamers. We absolutely hate losing. How frustrating was last season only winning two games during the basketball season, and how are the Mustangs going to try to make sure that that doesn't happen again? How's the mindset changed this year from last year?
Yeah, obviously it wasn't a great feeling by any means, but we had a lot of kids getting the gym over summer, staying after hours of practice, getting our work in, and really doing the best we can to work on our game and then at practice work as a team. So for sure having higher hopes than last year.
Here's a quick timeout from our action as we hear from one of our great sponsors, Jerry Albert from Exit Realty.
Jerry Albert with Exit Realty here. I just want all the listeners to know that I'm a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Enjoy watching them work hard and perform during the games. If there's anything any of the listeners ever need when it comes to real estate, residential or commercial, please give me a call, 319-541-3381, and I look forward to helping all the listeners out. Call the area athletes. Good luck.
Let's transition to baseball. I'm curious, Reed, I don't know the answer to this question. I was looking on Bound Iowa before you and I connected, and I saw that you were listed on the Mustangs varsity baseball roster. Did you suit up for Hempstead last year on the varsity team?
Yeah, I was able to get in a doubleheader towards the end of the year and then play the sub-state. So just kind of two games towards the end of the year.
How did things go for you when you were up with the varsity? Did you get any at-bats at all? See any live action?
Yeah, I was able to five at-bats, two hits, and then, yeah, no, it was a good time. It was definitely good being able to play with those guys again. I did my freshman year up on that sophomore level.
Prep Baseball Report released the rankings of the top players in the state of Iowa. You came in ranked as number 5 from your class. What are you going to bring to the table for the Hempstead Mustang baseball team next year to improve on that 17-20 overall record they had last year?
Yeah, I think something we have a lot of returning players as well for baseball. So that's definitely a positive. I think something I could do better is maybe start pitching. Graduated some pitchers for us last year, and then obviously this incoming junior class should be pretty good for the varsity level as well. So we have a lot of talent on that varsity level this year.
One thing I noticed last year, I did a lot of sophomore baseball games umpiring, And the sophomore Hempstead team kind of reminded me a lot of when I coached at Hempstead. We had a group and I coached them pretty much their whole career all through Hempstead. So freshman year as eighth graders, I had the majority of them. And then sophomore year, I pulled a lot of them up to sophomore when I was the sophomore coach. And then they went up to, they played 2 years of sophomore baseball and we won a lot of games, played for the conference championship. And then they went up as juniors and we kept them together throughout their high school career. And then senior year, they started off the year in 2014, 19-0, ranked number one in the state. We made a good run that year. We fell short of a state championship by one game, but I kind of get vibes from that sophomore group that there's that kind of talent on the sophomore team last year. You were pretty dominant. You had strong pitching. I'm thinking six guys that could throw two different pitches for strikes at any time in the count. Could use some work with some hitting up and down the lineup, but got a lot of timely hits, but played some great defense. Have there been any talk amongst that group, that sophomore team last year, for some goals that group set that before they hang up that Mustang uniform they would like to accomplish?
Yeah, the sophomore group we had last year was great because, you know, they played Hempstead baseball, obviously, and then they played a lot of travel ball outside of high school season. So a lot of them do have goals of playing college for sure. And then trying to get moved up to varsity this year, which I think there was a few that could do that for sure. So it was a very talented group of sophomores last year and then some freshmen that got pulled up for sure. A great team goal is to win conference and then furthermore even state. So getting to play at Iowa and all that stuff would be a great team goal.
Let's talk about you here for a second. Do you want to continue playing sports after high school? If so, what sports are you leaning toward? Or sometimes you hear of the rare occurrence where guys will go to maybe a D2 or a D3 where they can play multiple sports, because we know it's very difficult to do at the Division I level.
Yeah, I'd like to play college somewhere. Obviously, I got, you know, another year or two to get recruited or looked at. So it's definitely a goal of mine. Seeing my brother play at playing baseball at Iowa right now is definitely something I want to do, is play college ball somewhere, whether that's basketball or baseball.
Well, anybody listening to this, I can tell you, you're getting a great athlete, but you're also getting one heck of a human too. Reed is just a phenomenal kid, hardworking kid in and out of the classroom, kind kid amongst his teammates and his classmates. So he definitely gets my seal of approval if there's any college coaches listening to this. Reed, before we hit that fadeaway jump shot before the buzzer, anything you'd like to add before we put this podcast to an end?
You know, I don't have much. Thank you, Manaman.
Hey, good luck the rest of the season, Reed.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Tri-States After the Buzzer, part of the Dubuque Area Sports Podcasting Network. If you have not already, give us a follow on social media, Facebook and Instagram, Dubuque Area Sports Podcast, and don't forget to leave a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify.